Welcome to Narratives. The fabulous Hotel Du Barry is a universe of its own set in early 20th century London. The adventures of its denizens both above and below stairs provide us with an entertaining romp and also an insight into the harsh realities confronting the less well-off in this period. Strong language warning and adult concepts in this read.
Some abandoned babies are dumped on charity hospital doorsteps. Others are found in dreary department stores or on grubby railway station platforms. But the infant known as the Hotel Du Barry baby was found pegged to a clothesline. Not just any clothesline either, for this one was situated in the laundry courtyard of the magnificent pile known as the Hotel Du Barry. A hotel so awe-inspiring and adept in the art of pampering that it featured regularly in the secret reveries of London's poorest citizens. Pegged firmly and securely, the baby was swaying in the morning breeze. The flapping wet sheets shielded her from the early morning glare and probably gave her a sense of containment and security. Indeed, her cheerful demeanour suggested she was enjoying herself. Inquiring minds are probably asking, exactly how does one humanely hang a baby on a clothesline? Easy. Pay attention, madam, lest you be desirous of abandoning your own bawling brat one fine day. You must first acquire an enormous pair of ladies' pantaloons. They should be the sort of knickers that women of a certain age and a certain size might furtively purchase in one of the better emporiums. Preferably in quality cotton with just a hint of creamy lace, large, commodious, and soft to the touch. The sort of undergarment favoured by your grandmother or your elderly maiden aunt. It should be noted that sexual disappointment is often the precursor to shapeless beige foundation garments. Getting back to technique, you simply slip the naked baby into the voluminous undergarment and tie the excess fabric into two knots, one at each side. The infant's legs must dangle free while the accommodating gusset keeps the baby upright. An excess of large nappy pins makes the parcel secure. Ideally, the waistband should fit snugly under the baby's armpits, yet still permit a degree of freedom. For the swaddling of babies is right up there with feminine foot binding, cruel and unnecessary. The undergarment is then tied firmly by the knotted fabric to the clothesline and wooden clothes pegs attached to keep the cradle safe and anchored. Enough. For who the hell wants to read about orphans when instead we could be indulging in story time? Besides, Charles Dickens cornered the market on plucky orphans when Oliver Twist politely stated, "Please, sir, I want some more." Oh, don't we all, my dears? The chambermaid, who'd first noticed the abandoned babe, had been hiding among the washing in the Hotel Du Barry courtyard and languidly smoking a cigarette. Mary Maguire had retreated to the clothesline for some privacy in which to service the head bellhop, a disturbingly handsome lad with black curls and lazy eyes. The cigarette came into its own after she'd satisfied Sean Kelly's sexual appetites by licking him all over like a cat. At 17, Sean was only about a year older than Mary, but she could tell that he'd been around. Already, he seemed as wise in the ways of the world as Mary was. Having been deprived of her childhood, she was significantly more mature than other 16-year-old girls. As Mary confided to the pantry maid that night, "Sean's a slippery little bastard, but he never lies to me. He's real popular with them rich bitches in the premier suites, but he likes me to take care of his private needs, so to speak. He His sexy shenanigans with them girls earn him a lot of loot. But let's face it, he makes every penny of it on his ruddy knees. And he ain't mean when it comes to paying me for sexual favours. Truth is, I'd fuck him for free anyways. Ah yes, the tireless wheels of commerce grinding ever onwards in the early part of the 20th century.
You've been listening to Leslie Truffle, reading from her novel Hotel du Barry. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.